Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Matt, and Reed Coverdale.
And coming up tonight, apparently Reed has some news about Vladimir Putin speaking out against the use of nuclear weapons or something to that
effect. Yeah, I don't know that much about it, actually.
We'll
that's about all
it.
I know.
We'll get into it when we get a chance. But the phones are open, as always. You can join the show. We've been focusing on the mind numbed people that attend these political rallies and just chant endlessly the name of their preferred politician, the person that they want to rule them. And it's just, it's amazing to me. First of all, I've already said I'm against chanting in general because I consider it to be the sort of mindless form of communication. And it's just, you know, it shows a real lack of thought. These people that chant, they don't want to actually have a conversation or anything like that. And many of them probably don't even know what their candidates stand for. We've seen plenty of examples over the years of the sort of the man on the street interview, where the man on the street will come up and take the opposite candidate's opinion, feed it to the protester or whatever, as though it was their candidate's opinion, and then have the protester agree with it, not knowing that it was actually the other guy's opinion. Because they're just that clueless. They are just support the person that they support. They don't really know anything about them. They just know they're not that other guy. And so, therefore, they support them. And it's just, it's insane. People are so clueless from top to bottom.
Yeah, and it's everybody, everywhere, all the time. And nobody should be allowed to vote.
Well, we shouldn't have a system. There shouldn't be power. There shouldn't be people that are ruling over others.
Yep.
Certainly people are not fit to choose a ruler. I mean, if you want to choose one for yourself, by all means, but you shouldn't be able to choose one for me.
Right. You know, the biggest lie of democracy, you know, the whole idea like, oh, people need to be ruled because they're not able to rule themselves.
Just not me.
Yeah. And so they need to choose their own rulers because they're unable. Yeah.
Well, right, because people are bad, so let's put bad people in charge because people are bad, so therefore we must be electing bad people.
And then
to
let's
rule
have
them?
Bad people choose these bad people.
That's going
to
work.
Know, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Let's go to the phones here. Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
My God, I was already playing with two balls, and you guys gave me three to juggle, and he just threw another one in the middle.
Don't get any more dirty than that on the radio, Major.
Yeah, I know. As far as the bombs in Russia and whatnot, what they've been accusing Ukraine of getting ready to blow up what they call a dirty bomb, which is a standard projectile with nuclear waste in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now they're saying Russia's going to do it. But all sides are pointing fingers at one another over this dirty bomb thing.
Yeah, well, you think about it. I'm going to accuse my enemy of doing what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing goes on in politics all the time. But before I get into what I called you about, Ian, my grandmother and my father, as far as I know, only had one political conversation that he enlightened me upon. And one of your earlier callers triggered the thought.
Mm-hmm.
And she says to him, better to the devil you know than the devil you don't.
I mean, there is an argument for that.
But, the libertarian thing. I've been a registered independent my whole life, mm-hmm. and I'm just curious if, you know, where and if you can register as an independent. Because it seems to me with all the political...
As an independent or as a libertarian?
Well, either, because you have to have political power to get standing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, standing is a hell of a word. You can't hardly get it. I've tried to get standing in the court. I actually tried to get, what do they call it, hybrid counsel, where I could sit second chair to my lawyer, and I was kiboshed. And actually, they stopped letting you have access to the law library in federal prison.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what I did.
So, Major, to answer your question.
Yeah, I've been deep in the duty, man.
To answer your question, the answer is it depends. Can you register as a libertarian in Michigan? I am not sure. An initial quick search suggests that you cannot. But that would just depend on the state. In New Hampshire, at this time, you cannot register as a libertarian. You can only choose between three different options in New Hampshire. There's Republican, Democrat, and what they call undeclared. So it has been possible to register as a libertarian at rare times in the past. In 2018, I was a registered libertarian. And then the libertarians lost ballot access because they had gained it in 2016 because there's a rule in New Hampshire. And again, all these rules are different in every state. So you know, just because I'm telling you what the case is in New Hampshire doesn't mean that's true in Michigan where you are. But in New Hampshire...
Well, as an independent here, I can't vote in primary.
Yeah, that's one difference is we can, as an undeclared person, you can vote in one of the party primaries. You get to choose. As an undeclared person in New Hampshire, you can say, you go to the voter precinct, you say, I'd like to declare as a blank. I want to be a Democrat or a Republican for the day, basically. They give you that ballot. You can vote in that primary, and then you can once again undeclare yourself on the way out. If you forget to undeclare yourself on the way out, then you will continue to be the party to which you had declared. So you always got to do that step. But in, as you say, in Michigan, that's not an option. The Libertarians could be a major party again if one of their statewide candidates gets full ballot access. And that's, of course, what we're hoping that Jeremy Kaufman's going to do in the U.S. Senate race, is that he'll hit 4% or more, which, of course, they doubled the numbers in the 1990s because the Libertarians actually kept getting ballot access in the 90s, and the Republicans and Democrats teamed up to... You know, make sure the Libertarians couldn't do that anymore. So they doubled the number from 2 to 4%. And since that time, the Libertarians have only gotten ballot access in 2016. And then they lost it in 2018. Huh? You're breaking up real bad.
They said they'll put as many speed bumps in the road as they can.
They sure will.
Out, guys.
Thanks, Major, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Speaking of speed bumps, Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh yeah, so I'm really bummed out that we had two bus lines close to my house, like quarter mile, and then one of them was gonna be pulled out. So I'm kind of bummed out.
So does that mean you have to walk more?
No, I have no idea what the new they're gonna keep the there was two like number 37 and 36. So they're going to run the other one coming from downtown to out more frequently or something like that, but they're going to stop the one going.
Okay, so just to clarify,
downtown. You're
upset because you're going to have one bus line instead of two, but the one bus line will be coming more often.
Supposedly, instead of like every hour, they're going to have it every 30 minutes, Monday through Friday or Saturday. So... I have no idea.
So you're actually
going
to get better service from the one bus line, and you're upset about it.
Well, you know what? I'm hearing about it. I don't know exactly what they're going to do.
What's the bus cost these days?
Well, right now it's for free in Albuquerque.
How is that?
Subsidies, of course. How else? Probably the federal government or something like that. I mean, how else could it be?
You know.
They're not advertisers. I mean, if they're advertiser supported, you know that's not covering the entire bus line, so it's got to be a subsidization.
Yeah, so but it's going to change because you have to be, you got to have ID for 3 years.
You have to have ID.
So they won't know who you are.
Hold on, just to clarify, you get free bus access if you show your ID, and then if you don't, you have to pay?
No, it's going to change in January. We've had so many problems. Shoplifters are using the buses. They're using it as a dope deal when all the free people. So what it is you could write for free, but they want to know who you are.
So it was. So you're saying it was free for everybody, but some people were taking advantage of it, so now they're going to require identification in order to get the bus for free?
That's correct.
What's the charge going to be for people that don't have ID?
Well, if you
She has no idea.
Well, if you don't have ID, right. You got to get a month pass. That's it.
What's that cost?
1 month. That's all it is.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for clearing that up. The number here is 603-283-60.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Matt, and Reed. Reed joining you tonight. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. So please do join us at 603-283-6160. You know, inflation continues at 40-year record highs here in the United States, and that's if you believe the government numbers.
Mm-hmm.
The government numbers, of course, they changed in the 80s or the 90s to make them even more restrictive as far as what they're calculating. And so I think the there's another website that tracks it, ShadowStats.
ShadowStats, yeah.
They're saying it's more like twice what the government numbers.
ShadowStats just uses the old math, original calculations.
So it's bad, any way you slice it. And what do you do about that? Well, some savvy investors are getting into the most stable assets in recorded history with BullionMax.com. You can buy silver and gold products through BullionMax.com. So many different options. One of my favorites, of course, is the Goldback, which we love here at Free Talk Live. I think I can speak for everybody.
Such a cool thing. I love Goldbacks.
Yeah, and now you get a free Goldback when you order their Silver Starter Kit at employee pricing, by the way. They're pricing the Silver Starter Kit at, according to them, they're not making any money on this. They just want to sell people gold and silver so they can get some, get their very first silver.
You know, I've met these guys and I believe it.
Really?
That I believe it.
You met the Bullion Max people?
No, I thought you were talking about the Gold Max.
No. So Bullion Max is selling gold backs.
Oh.
I have also met the gold back guys and they're great. But Bullion Max actually has a special deal with the gold back people to sell, well, not even to sell, to give away 10,000 silver backs. The silverback is this new thing. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You've not seen the silverback?
No.
Yet?
But I'm in.
Oh, well, okay. So if you want to get in on this thing, I don't even know if it's too late at this point, but it's getting close to too late. If you haven't.
Shut up. Look at that.
Yeah. So there's a dragon on the silverback, and it is so cool looking. They came out with the silverback. People were asking about this, right? Because it seems the obvious thing, right? Oh, you have gold back.
I was just going to ask about it 10 seconds ago, and then you said it, and here it is.
So just a quick explanation. They've done it. They've proven that they can do it. And that's really all that they're doing is they're just proving that they can do the silverback because apparently there's a challenge with silver that you don't have with gold, and that is that it can lose its luster based on certain factors. So they figured out a way to seal it or something. They figured that out, they say. Figured out how to keep it shiny, essentially. And so they've accomplished the task of making the silverback, but it just doesn't make economic sense to make them.
Right.
This is like 2 cents worth of silver here. It's one thousandth of an ounce.
I was going to ask what it's worth. Yeah.
And the manufacturing process is expensive.
Probably a buck a piece.
Right? So it doesn't make sense as a currency. So it's really just a collector's item, and Bullion Max has 10,000 of them.
Oh, my God.
And
I need one.
Giving them away. And so if you go to the BullionMax.com/FTL, if it's still available, and I'm not saying whether or not it is here. I would have to test it myself.
Race you.
BullionMax.com. Well, I've already done this.
Race everybody else.
Because I saw this thing. I'm like, yeah, I got to get in on this contest. I don't have. I'm entered the contest just like everybody else. Okay, yeah. So if you go to BullionMax.com/FTL, and then I just kind of like scroll down the page for probably like 10 seconds, a pop-up comes up that gives you the opportunity to enter the silverback contest, which is pretty awesome. Basically, you got to give them your email address, get on their email list, and they'll put you in the contest. But I figure 10,000 of them they're giving away, that's pretty good. They have to be good odds to win this contest. And then they'll send you an email with a link to enter in other ways, like you can get a referral code for your friends, and they'll give you like 10 extra entries. And so there's ways to kind of up your chances, basically. You know, give them your phone number, they'll give you more entries, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just scrolled down the page and it popped right up. My email. I'm doing this.
So check it out. Get your Silver Starter Kit. There's only one of these per household, and it's a great offer because you get 5 ounces of some of the most desirable silver products out there, and they'll throw in a free gold back. So if you've never had a gold back before, what a perfect excuse to get your first one. It's bullionmax.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones here. We have Chuck. He's in Washington State listening to K-Talk. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah. Earlier this hour, y'all were talking about these congressional districts and the hyper-partisan rah-rah groups that get out there and all that. Well, it just so happens I'm here at Lower Columbia College in Longview, Washington, where there's a a congressional, third congressional district debate happening between Joe Kent, who's the Republican candidate, and Marie Perez, the Democratic candidate. It's a pretty big deal here because the third congressional district did have the outgoing representative Jamie Herrera Butler, who was the one of the Republicans that voted to impeach Donald Trump. So why I'm here right now is I'm expecting, you know, Proud Boys to show up or the Boogaloos or some kind of, you know, Antifa. I don't know. But there hasn't been all that.
Hmm.
There's been a just a cool bunch of people that like to watch a political debate, and there has been a hell of a lot of interest here. I've been seeing local elected officials show up to watch, but nothing too crazy.
So you've called to report to us that there's nothing going on?
Pretty much.
Okay.
I thought you might appreciate that, man.
You're saying they're not even, they're not, there's no mindless chanting going on outside of your debate?
There was, but that was only the rah-rah group that was out there when one of the candidates showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Was it
the Democrat?
No,
the Republican. Okay. Yeah, like I said, it's either or both. They're always doing this crap. Well, Chuck, thanks for the report. Was there anything else you wanted to share?
That's it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
No news is good news.
Let's go to unscreen caller. It says name unavailable. What's your name?
Rodney.
Hello?
Rodney.
Rodney, you're on the air.
Hello. Yes, sir. I had two questions. All the illegals that they've let in over the border since President Biden became president, I understand that's a violation.
Only the people that, just to clarify, you're only referring to people that cross the border without permission under Biden. You're not including the ones during Trump?
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
Correct.
What about him?
It's my understanding that the way they've let them in, the illegals, I've heard and understand that it's a violation of the Constitution.
And you've heard that?
Point, yes.
Okay, but you haven't actually read the Constitution yourself to know.
No, I've just heard that. Maybe you can correct me or say one way or the other. Another thing is, another reason that I believe that Biden has let all these, I don't know, however many million it is now, into the country, because in the past, The immigrants, so-called, are allowed to vote somehow. That's why I think something seriously needs to be done about the voting system, which we had so many problems with.
What would you like to see done?
Well, sir, something. But the senators, illegals voting is wrong.
All right, I'll tell you what. I want to continue this conversation, Rodney, so just hang on. Where are you calling from, by the way?
West Virginia.
All right, Rodney in West Virginia. Stand by. We're going to continue here. Is it unconstitutional to allow people to cross the border without asking government permission? We'll talk about it coming up here. Moses, this is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is commending Micron Technology for its plan to build a new computer chip fabrication plant in New York. Speaking in Syracuse, Biden saying it's one of the most significant investments the country has ever seen. Top officials in Texas are announcing money for a new elementary school in Uvalde. Governor Greg Abbott was among those to reveal $15 million will go toward building a new school. The money comes after a shooting at Robb Elementary School back in May left 19 students and two teachers teachers dead. The Houston Astros will turn to their ace to start Game 1 of the World Series. The team announcing Justin Verlander will be on the mound in Friday night's matchup against the Philadelphia Phillies. Verlander will become the second pitcher to start a World Series game in three different decades, joining former Astro Roger Clemens. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. And you can join the show. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you have Ian, Matt, Reed. And you can join us online anytime. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We have RSS feeds. You call that a podcast. You can put it into your favorite podcast client and download the latest Daily Digest episodes of Free Talk Live, which are a summarized version of the show. It's about an hour-long summary, if you will, of what is ultimately a two-hour-long content program that the full archives are available to our amplifiers, and they are commercial-free, recorded commercial-free. If you want to join the AMPS program, you can do that at amps.freetalklive.com. But to get up to our regular podcast, you just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find the link there. You'll also find links to some of the major platforms that you can subscribe to us on. If you don't have your own client and you use one of those major platforms, we're on pretty much all of them. So link over to feeds.freetalklive.com to find all of that. We go to Rodney, or back to Rodney, calling from West Virginia. Now, Rodney, you called in because you seem to be concerned with immigration, and specifically what you described as illegal immigration.
Yes.
You had this question about, you say you heard that it's unconstitutional to allow people to cross the border without a government permission slip. Is that right? I don't want to put words in your mouth. Is that what you were saying?
That's exactly correct. That's what I understand. And
where did you hear that?
Well, sir, I listen to folks like you.
No, we wouldn't have said.
I get it from radio hosts.
Okay, on the radio.
That's
okay.
Where I get nearly all my news.
Now, look, they're lying to you, or they don't know. One or the other, right? Like, if you're spreading misinformation, then you're not really lying because you didn't know. You just believe a thing that's false. So they're either spreading misinformation or they're lying, because the Constitution doesn't even talk about immigration.
Okay. Well, Okay, what about...
Did you know that, Rodney, that when the United States was founded, the people who founded it, the people who wrote the Constitution, they did not even consider the idea of restrictions on immigration. They have paragraphs about naturalization, which is different than immigration.
No, I mean illegal immigration.
No, it didn't even address immigration. So if it didn't address immigration, there was no illegal immigration back then.
Okay, well, let me ask you. Okay, well,
can you believe that?
Well, sir, I trust what you're saying is accurate.
But isn't that shocking? Like, they actually believed that people could come to a place without asking for permission. That was the vision for what the United States was supposed to believe. It was supposed to be this free place where people could actually come here and not have to ask some bureaucrat if they could do so, pay ridiculous fees, fill out reams of paperwork, and then grovel in front of some, you know, unelected or unaccountable bureaucrats to be allowed to come to a place, which is what they have to do now in order to be quote-unquote legal.
From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that Twin Cities frame. Keep ancient lands your storied pomp, cries she with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore, send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. That is on the
statue.
Sorry.
Roddy, where is that from?
I'll take your answer on that one.
Okay. I gave it away.
It's the Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty. That's about half the poem, but that's the important
I've
part.
I've even been to the Statue of Liberty, and I didn't recall. I read it, but I didn't recall. It's been so many years. Yeah. But what about the people that come across that are unregistered, that come across the border and vote in the United States? I've heard that incredible reports about they even let them vote in past years. Is that true or not true?
I mean, I don't have all the evidence from every voting precinct in every state, but it seems just unbelievable to me.
Yeah, and honestly, Rodney, the way I see it, I think there are easy ways to cheat an election than to go around asking people to vote that are, you know, illegals.
Oh, yeah. Well,
how are they doing it? What is the supposed method for them to do this?
Well, the ballot box dumping and all of that went on the last election, according to what I believe were credible reports around the
What does that have to do with immigrants?
Nothing. Most of the people that were voting either didn't exist or they were dead. You're talking about people been dead for 10 years or they've been voting. It happens every election.
Oh, no, I'm talking about living people, you know. That's my understanding. I've heard what I thought were credible reports back over the years where they even let them vote that come across the border without even being registered or anything.
It sounds like mythology to me. I mean, it sounds like a scary story.
I'm going to need to see evidence of it. I just don't, you know, I've voted a lot in my life, regrettably, but, and I still do regrettably, and I feel filthy afterwards, but, I've always had somebody ask me who I am and what precinct I live in or what ward I live in or, you know, in my hometown, they just know who I am. They don't even ask.
Yeah, I have too. They know me where I vote, but I mean, I've heard the reports about other, you know, the illegals, people entering the country illegal, but now you say it is legal. I mean,
No. Hold on. Just what I'm saying is you said it was unconstitutional, you'd heard, and I'm telling you the Constitution doesn't address it. I'm not saying it's not illegal. So they have outlawed people coming here without asking permission first. They absolutely have done that. I would argue that that is unconstitutional
is.
To make that illegal.
There's no such power for the government in the Constitution to do that.
But they've created this gigantic border patrol now that will stop your car at any point that they basically want to, usually within 100 miles of the border. And so, I mean, to me, that should be what's illegal, this constant police state that they are creating around us using the fear of the immigrants as the excuse for it.
Yeah, could you imagine being Hispanic and living in like within 100 miles of the border in Arizona and going through I couldn't imagine living anywhere on that border and seeing a white truck with a green stripe on. I would freak out every time I saw it. You know, even if my family's been here for generations, they're going to give me flack and pull me over and be a pain in my butt.
Reed, you're a professional driver for some number of years. I mean, you lived down there. You told me during the break. Do you want to weigh in on dealing with that?
So regardless of what you think about whether or not immigration is a good thing, you do have to have a police state to enforce the removal of these people if you don't want them here or to prevent them from coming across the border. And if you've lived in Arizona, they have checkpoints, like almost like you're in a third world country, where they stop all the cars and ask you if you're an American citizen. And I think they technically are supposed to have some sort of warrant or probable cause, but they don't always use that. They'll stop you and search your car anyway and rip everything out of it. And I believe any vessel within 100 miles of the border, they have a right to detain you or to at least stop and question you or something. I know if you're in a house, they don't have a right to do that, then they do need a warrant. But if you're
you mean like an RV?
Yeah, if you're in any vessel, so a ship or boat or car
Coast Guard
or anything.
Does it on the, on the ocean.
Then you can stop people and at least question them and I think detain them within 100 miles of the border.
But let me ask you this, Rodney. I'm going to frame this in a different way. I work all over the Northeast, and I'm in my car a lot, and I drive way up by the Canadian border on a fairly regular basis. There are Border Patrol trucks all over that border, and they are allowed to do Border Patrol things up there the same way they do in Arizona.
Yeah,
and knowing how bad it's getting for Canadians right now, if some of those freedom-loving Canadians, industrious, hardworking, intelligent people, if they want to come down here to the United States, could you imagine if one of them got yanked to the side of the road by one of those Border Patrol guys and said, are you a U.S. citizen? How would you feel about that? I want those people to come here. I want them to feel free. And I feel the same exact way that about the Mexicans. You know,
and the Guatemalans.
Anybody else wants to come across that border, if they are fleeing. I don't think the United States is that great a place to be right now, but if it's better than what they got, then more power to them.
That's the other thing. And if you want to keep the conversation going, Rodney, hang on. We'll bring you back. Stand by. It sounds like you got more to say. I think this is a really important discussion to have.
Sure.
And honestly, it doesn't come up as often these days as it has in the past, so we'll continue with it here. But the other thing is, to Reed's point about having that police state, the only thing that will keep people from coming here in seek of a better life is if they actually think it's worse here than where it is they're trying to leave. Is that what you...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! Yep, it is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open if you want to join us. You can do that here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to Barry Swenson, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It is a way for you to get behind what we do here, and you get some access to some perks, some benefits for helping us out. We definitely appreciate the support. Thank you, Barry. And if you want to join the AMPS program, you go to amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com for as little as $5 per month. You can help us get Free Talk Live heard on more great radio stations around the country and online as well. As we continue, it's Ian and Reed. Matt had to step away, but we still have Rodney on the line with us here in West Virginia. We're just kind of talking about all things immigration. You had heard some stuff, and you wanted to get a different opinion about it because people on talk radio say all kinds of stuff on this issue. Mm-hmm. It's a big fear-mongering issue for politicians. It gives them something to get people to be afraid of, because we know that if the government can focus people's fear onto the other, whether it be the Japs or the, you know, the immigrants or the drug dealers or the terrorists or the, you fill in the blank, there's always some sort of group out there that the government wants to make the bad guy. That way they can solve the problem. They can come in with their government programs and their border patrol and their checkpoints and their tanks and their, you know, all this weaponry and violence that they have to supposedly solve the problem. Of course, we've seen how much money they've spent on the war on drugs over the years. I think it's more than $1 trillion now, and drugs have not gone away. And we've seen how much they're spending and the crackdowns that they've done against immigration. And immigration has not dried up. So it's like, what do these Republicans and Democrats, because by the way, the Biden administration is continuing the wall. I don't know if we haven't talked about that story. It was in my show prep from some number of weeks ago. But the Trump wall, Biden is continuing the building of the Trump wall.
And Obama deported more immigrants than every president before him combined.
So, like, these guys are all on the same side, ultimately, and that is to have the side of the police state, to have a humongous, violent, invasive police state, to get into everybody's business, and that's what we're talking about. But, Rodney, I feel like you had something else you wanted to say.
Well, I always understood, maybe incorrectly, I mean, I'm open to learn, I always thought there was an immigration process.
Oh, there is, and it sucks.
And but to my understanding, a lot of these, however many millions or thousands it is, have not gone through an immigration process, and how they vote without proper identification when they go to wherever they vote. I don't understand how people that entered the country illegally can vote. And I understand over the years they have voted, and you know, before they even became an American citizen. I mean, that's generally what I'm asking about. I'm open to learn.
No, I appreciate you being open. There's a lot to unpack there. And I would say that it's probably not impossible that somebody who hasn't jumped through all the hoops has somehow managed to figure out how to get an ID and get registered to vote, but it would seem like a really difficult task in most places. Actually, here in New Hampshire, it wouldn't be that hard, but still we don't ever hear about any kind of voter fraud like that happening here in New Hampshire being alleged in any significant manner. In states where you have to have an ID to vote, it's even more difficult because getting an ID is not necessarily the easiest thing if you haven't jumped through the legal hoop. So, I mean, I just generally call that into question as
they require an ID where I vote.
Yeah,
you know, here in West Virginia.
Well, if you're somebody who didn't ask permission to come here, you don't have an American ID, and it's not going to be an easy thing to acquire one. But go ahead, Reed.
Oh well, I just wanted to say that I do agree that, you know, with our current system where we have a welfare state and everything, that you should not be allowed to vote unless you become a citizen with the, you know.
I don't even think people on welfare should be able to vote.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah should not be able to vote. The old way was you had to have property, right? You had to own property to be able to vote, because then you had actually some skin in the game. And I don't think that's the most offensive proposal.
No. Yeah.
That said, but to come back around to the question of is there a process? Yeah, some bureaucrats, some politicians, I don't know how many decades ago or 100 years ago or whatever it was, came up with this process. It's gotten more and more restrictive, more and more difficult ever since. So, yeah, there's a bunch of bureaucratic hoops, and it is a bitch to get through these hoops. I have never done it myself, but I've known people who have family members and loved ones or potential husband or wife or whatever that have tried to and or gone through these hoops, and it is an absolute nightmare. You want to talk about the government getting into your business? They will get into your business on like a level you could not imagine.
And it also incentivizes everybody to come here illegally because it takes so long.
Right.
And it's expensive. And then people who already have been here for, 10, 20 years, they are incentivized to, stay in the shadows and do the work that they are getting paid like pennies on the dollar for that, everyone's worried about driving our wages down with illegal immigrants or whatever. But the reason they work for so much less money under the table is because they can't come out of the shadows and get a job like people who are here legally. And since it's such a laborious process to go through, they just don't bother.
Yeah, so, it's just easier for them to swim the Rio Grande than to climb the mountain of paperwork. And even though it's a challenge to stay in the shadows, it's just still something they'd rather do that way. So, I mean, you don't want to see giant bureaucracy, do you, Rodney?
No, but just something in moderation to govern at least what's going on.
Well, that's the thing. You never get that from government. You never get the government program that just stays moderate. Like, if we're to start as a moderate program, like, oh, yeah, you can come here, just fill out this one sheet of paper, and then we'll take your picture, and you're in. If it were that, you'd have a tremendous amount of compliance, right? Like, it would be miles of people willing to jump through that hoop and coming here and making a better life for themselves and working hard. But that's not good enough for the government. They always have to have more. There always has to be more hoops and more bureaucrats and more regulations, and that way they can have more cops and they can have more control. Because the other thing is, it's always about control for these people. From the, not just control of the migrants themselves, but the control of every single person within the landmass calling itself the United States of America. Because those borders and those Border Patrol checkpoints, they serve to check the people going out just as much as they do check the people going in or coming in. A fence or a wall prohibits people from leaving as well as people coming into the United States. The Border Patrol is as infringing upon the average person in the United States as at least the very as
Well, I would say they infringe more on people from outside of the U.S., but it's also infringing a lot on people from the U.S. You can have your cell phone and your laptop searched just because you've left the United States and are coming back in. And it doesn't matter whether you're from here. It doesn't matter whether you think you have a right to privacy. They will tell you, nope, you're at the border, so your constitutional rights, they don't apply here. And if you don't let them search your stuff, they will take it from you. I mean, did you know that that happens?
Oh, I remember when I went to Canada, they required ID from me, and they wanted to look in my trunk and so forth, and there was a process.
Was this the Canadian side you're talking about?
Yeah. Well, where the border is between the United States and Canada, would have been the Canadian side. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And how did they treat you on the way back into the United States?
Oh, I had a legally owned gun at the time, and they did keep my gun, and I didn't have any problem with that. But when I left Canada, I gave them, my ID, and they gave me my gun, my handgun.
How long ago was this?
Oh, that's been, oh my goodness, probably, I'm guessing here, 20 years maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was guessing too.
Was this pre-9/11?
Yes.
Yeah.
Things changed a lot after 9/11 when the border happened. When the 9/11 went down, the Border Patrol clamped down. Let's just say.
It was pre 9/11, but they still went. I went through a big process. They wanted ID.
Yeah.
They wanted to keep my gun, and that was fine. I had no problem with that. Legally owned gun.
Well, see, I have a problem with that. I have a problem with people being disarmed. And it doesn't matter if it's the Canadian border guards or the U.S. border guards or whatever. You should have a right to defend yourself no matter where you go on the planet. But, Roddy, good call tonight. Thanks for bringing up an actual issue. Appreciate hearing from you. And we're unfortunately out of time, so we can't continue the discussion.
Well, thank you also.
Yeah, call anytime. Anytime you hear some BS on the radio and you want to check it, feel free to get another opinion here on Free Talk Live. Reed, check him out over on his podcast. It's Naturalist Capitalist on Odyssey. Check him out there. He's also still on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.